tonight in our sin. I'm looking in the book of Luke tonight, chapter 17 and verse number 26. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also it was in the days of Lot. They did eat and they drank and they bought and they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. The Bible said, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away, and he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Verse 32 says, remember Lot's wife. Isn't that an amazing verse tonight? Remember Lot's wife. Of course, she looked back. God told him not to look back. And she looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. Amen. We find here tonight in the scripture that Luke is writing about some of the last days and things in the last days. And we find here that God's word talks about Noah in the last days. He's bringing Old Testament scriptures into the New Testament about what will be going on in the last days. He gives description here in the text. He said they did eat and they drank and they married wives. Amen. We believe, thank God, Genesis 6, that the sons of God took the daughters of men. And of course they had children. And the Bible said they were men of renown. They, my friend, God brought a race into the world that the seed line had been corrupted by them. And tonight I want to say this, the seed line, amen, of the natural man is not what the corruption of today is. It's the seed of corruption that men sow in falseness, in religious doctrine, in my friend, of the hearts of men when they don't speak the truth. Amen. In the days of Noah, there was a corrupt race. We know that God got angry with it and drowned the human race in the rainwaters. Amen. Noah and his own family was the only ones that were spared. Amen. In the ark, thank God, that he built for the saving of his house, that God turned judgment on the world because, thank God, he would not always contend with them in the spirit, striving with their soul. And God turned over, amen, them to reprobation in my way I see this thing. And men, thank God, drowned in the flood waters of God's rain. And we know that. We know Noah was safe in the ark. And we know that in the last days, thank God, the picture of that right there and the truth of that, that mankind tonight is imagination's only evil continually. Before God, violence is in the earth. Men don't regard human life. And we find tonight in this text tonight that God spared Noah and his family. They was invited or called into the ark. And the Bible said they went in and God shut the door. And we know the rain began to fall. And we know judgment was on earth. And all flesh drowned that day, friend. Amen. There is a bow in the sky that God said that he would not destroy mankind again. Thank God, with the flood waters. Even though we know tonight, at the judgment of God, surely is evident in the world, because of sin, because of my friend rejection of his rule tonight. And we know, thank God, even in the last days, we know the church, the church at Laodicea, thank God, was lukewarm. They were tepid, and my friend, they did not, thank God, think they needed the help of God. The Bible said that they were increased with goods and rich, and had need of nothing, even though they were poor, wretched, miserable, and blind, and naked, and they needed God to help them. But they didn't recognize the fact they put Jesus on the outside, and that was just a religion. Amen. The religious day that were. Thank God, friend, they just went through their religious motions. And my friend, gloried in man, gloried in their buildings, gloried in their things they could see. instead of in the Lord Jesus. That's why he's on the outside. They denied his lordship. They denied him for who he was, and he would not stay, and he will not stay in a place, thank God, where the people don't recognize him as the head. They don't recognize him as the authority. They don't recognize him as Lord. Amen. You don't make him Lord. He already is that. But he went on the outside, and the Bible said, behold, I stand the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him, and he with me. And so we know in that day, thank God, in the day we're in now, that my friend, thank God, the believer can hear the voice of God, and thank God, he'll come into him if they'll open the door of their soul and heart and submit themselves to him. Thank God, he said, I'll come in and sup. Amen. That means that I'll come in and spend time with you at an evening meal. Thank God, my friend, I'm telling you this, we're in that day today. The church, my friend, thank God, has let the tires in. We're more concerned about numbers tonight than we are. Thank God, the works of God and the glory of God. We're more concerned about professions than we are the power of God. Amen, friend. If I look at this thing right, thank God, when the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, thank God, brethren, listen, Peter preached. And my friend, I know there was 3,000, but thank God, they got saved and they were added to the church. Amen. But brethren, I tell you, who were them people? Well, they come from many places. Amen. No doubt, friend, when they heard the word in that time, my friend, the beginning, amen, they saw that they were guilty. Amen. They were pricked in their heart, and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Amen. They said, repent. They preached repentance. And they all said, be baptized. Identify yourself with the Messiah who you rejected and crucified. And they had to do that. That had to be out of them Jews right there, my friend, to have an outward profession of faith. Amen. Listen, outward profession of what had happened in them. And they glad to receive the word were baptized. And the Lord added 3,000. Amen. But it wasn't long in the church of Ephesus, my friend, that them people, amen, in that church age, they left their first love. They was more concerned about things, my friend, in the religious world. They was concerned about, my friend, having everything right. Hey, God, more than ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you miss the love of God and you miss Christ, hey, God, friend, I'm telling you, I've said this before, say it again. Amen. You might think you're so straight, but if you don't have love and the liberty of the Holy Ghost, he'll go down to the road, hey, God, and go to another place. Amen. Well, they might not be as smart and they might not know as much, but he'll go somewhere where they want him, where they love him. Amen. Hey, hey, it ain't about the things, my friend, this world, and it ain't about, my friend, thank God, how much you know. If you miss a loving him, thank God, you miss all, friend, tonight. He said, I got somewhat against thee. Amen. And that's where it's at today, friend. You go to the first church in the book of Revelation 3. Ephesus, they left their first love. And by the time you get through and Laodicea in there lukewarm, and he spewed them out of my mouth. Amen, they wasn't true. Amen, friend, it made God sick. I wonder to decide what really makes God sick. It's lukewarmness, my friend. Ain't got a little formality, a little ritual. God have mercy. God wants somebody from the heart. Amen. God wants a desire from the heart. If it can't be from the heart, hey, hey, it'll never reach the heart of God. Amen. If it's just a mental thing, if it's just going through the motions, if it ain't no passion, if it ain't no love and zeal of God in your soul, it'll end up, my friend, ain't God making God sick tonight. Amen. Amen. Brethren, listen. Thank God he said the days of Noah the flood came and destroyed them all. They didn't know until the other day that Noah entered an ark. Amen. Likewise, Lot, my friend. They drank and they bought and they sold and they planted and they built and everything was about. Thank God prospering on the end of my friend having all these things. Thank God, my friend, building big houses, no doubt. Amen. The well-watered land there in Sodom. But my friend, them people were wicked and exceeding sinners before the Lord. Amen. So much of Sodomite. My friend, in the land, God said to Israel tonight, brethren, listen. He said he killed them out of the land. Amen. That's right, brother. God sent fire down from heaven. Amen. And burned into hell them two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, for their vileness. Also the idleness and the, my friend. Thank God they was idle. They had plenty of bread. Amen. Listen. Thank God pride consumed them. Thank God, friend, are you listening tonight? That's a last day thing. Amen. He said perilous times have come. And they're here tonight, dear brethren. Listen. We're in perilous times. And the first thing in perilous time, the natural lovers and their own self. Amen. And that's what it is. That's the sin, friend. Thank God it's prevalent in our day. Lovers of our own self, God have mercy on us tonight. And then he said the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone. Thank God the same time Noah got in the ark. Amen. The righteous Abraham said, amen, listen. If God said, if I find 10, I'll spare the city. God couldn't find 10. In fact, I tell you, God didn't find but one. We know that was saved and that was Lot. But he sure didn't live like it. Amen. But I tell you, he was saved. And got his righteous soul. Amen. A just Lot. But God got him out before he burned the city. Amen. Abraham stood before God. Amen. Abraham interceded on Lot. Amen. How many young people tonight? Thank God hadn't had strong judgment yet. Because they had a praying daddy and a praying mama. Amen. They prayed for him on a daily basis. Amen. Sought God for their behalf. Amen. It might not come yet to God. But brethren, listen, prayer. Amen. They prayed. Thank God they prayed. Amen. God withheld some judgment. My friend, amen. I like what one man said. He said, Lot lived like the carnal man, amen, the fleshly man. But Abraham stood in the place and interceded on behalf of Lot, and God delivered just Lot. Amen. Why? Because of Abraham. Amen. Because of Abraham. Amen. God delivered Lot. Amen. Before he rained down on judgment. I'm saying tonight, amen, the people of God has been saved from wrath. Amen. We're not going to face wrath. We've been saved from it. But wrath is a coming. Amen. Notice this here. I want to talk to you about that verse. Remember Lot's wife. Amen. She looked back. Amen. She looked back behind her. Thank God we don't need to live our life. Amen. Looking back. Amen. A lot of people in church always looking back, friend. Amen. You can't go back and redo it. Hey, you learn from it, but you can't go back. A lot of people live in the past so much. They live in the past because somebody didn't do them right, and that's all they think about. Hey, friend, you'll never go forward looking back. The Bible said a man putting his hand in a plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. He can't go forward. He wasn't even plowing yet. He put his hand to the plow and he looked back. Amen. He didn't go do nothing. He's always looking back. When you look back, you're not going to do nothing. Amen. That's right. You're looking back. You look back to your past and you say, well, look at all the things in my past. Amen. Listen, God forgave your past and your future. Amen. God's son Jesus saved me from all my sin. Thank God. But I'm telling you, I can't live in the past. You'll never get nothing done living in the past. Preacher, you don't know what my past is like. Are you looking back to the world. Amen. Some people can't never get amen the world off their mind. They're all looking back to the world. That's what Lot's wife did. She looked back to Sodom. No doubt her family, I believe she was raised there. I believe that's where he met her at. Amen. But listen, I believe she looked back to see what was going to take place with her family. And brother, listen, God, when she looked back, God said, don't look back. She turned into a pillar of salt. Amen. And God, she become hardened there in that desert. Amen. And brother, there's a lot of people looking back tonight. Amen. Paul said, forget them things that are behind. He read out his whole, thank God, my friend, way of living as a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He said, I circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Benjamin. He said, I was zealous in my religion. If anybody could boast in the law, I could no more. But he said, I did not have nothing that would please God. I was against him. It was dung. It was nothing. Amen. But brethren, listen. He said, I have the righteousness of God. Christ came into me. And I say, by the grace of God, friend, hey, are you listening? Amen. You're going to have to get to him. Amen. He's going to have to give you salvation. Amen. It's going to have to be him. Thank God to get you out of religion. Amen. The systematic religion. Amen. Cultist religion that you don't know God in. And you need to have a meeting. Amen. With the God of heaven. And let him, praise God, give you grace. Amen. Thank God for that, brother. Amen. That man was going to the, he's on the Damascus Road. And this man, Paul, amen. Thank God for Paul. But this man, Paul, brother, listen, he wasn't looking for God. And you wasn't, and I wasn't either. I wasn't, my friend, it stirred in my heart through what God did for me, and drawing me, and dealing with me, and working on me, and bringing me under repentance. Amen. Oh, friend, I did not know how to get saved. I didn't know what it was. I did not know. Amen. Raised in a Methodist church. Amen. Never heard preaching. My friend went to the Lutheran. Amen. To play a little ball. Amen. Never heard nothing about the gospel. Thank God that old man of God said you must be born again. Hey, listen, friend. This ain't Baptist doctrine. It's Bible doctrine. Amen. Brother, it ain't about Baptist. It's about the Bible. It's about God. It's about right. And you must be born again. It don't matter who you are. Hey, God, you might be a preacher. You might be a deacon. You might be a Sunday school teacher. You might sing in the choir. But you've got to be born again. He told that to a religious man, Nicodemus. And he said, marvel not, I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen. And ye must be born again. Brother, listen. It ain't about who you are. We got too many people, we got too many images today. Amen. They've got to be called doctrine, reverend, everything else. Amen. That's right. Brother, that's about man today. It's about what man can do. Amen. In the circles of religion. And it ain't God. Friend, I'm telling you, where? Hey, where's it at? Ain't God in our day and time. Where? Ain't God we have a more reverence for the God of heaven. Amen. We fear him more than we do man. Amen. We live in that day, friend. And Lot's wife looked back. I believe her heart was toward Sodom. I believe when she looked back, her heart was toward Sodom. I believe she looked back to see where her family was. Amen. That's right. I believe, brother, listen. People look back today to the world, friend. Hey, listen tonight. Thank God you've been delivered from the world. That's right. Praise God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, love the Father's not in him. And you get yourself in complete faith in God and faith in the God of heaven and walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Everybody's about money today. It's about money today. It's about money, 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 money and greed in our world. Amen, brother. Listen, ain't God, people want to get, but they don't want to give. And brother, I'm telling you, Jesus said, it's more blessed to what? Give than it is to receive. It's about getting. You're greedy. I'm telling you, that's what the problem is. It's about all you obtain yourself. You never give a dime to anybody. You never give anything. Amen. As God would bless and put his hand on it. And we're living in the last day and time. Amen. To God, friend, she is more concerned about what she had behind her than what she could get before. Amen. That's right. Lot, thank God, went. Amen. God did. He hastened. Amen. He hastened Lot, and Lot wouldn't get out of the place. Even the angels had to grab him by the arm. Amen. And bring him out. Thank God. Amen. That was a blessing. God even had mercy on him. Had to bring him out of Sodom. Ain't God in rain, fire, and brimstone. As he looked back and saw the smoke of that city. Amen, my friend. And his two daughters was, my friend, raised in a society of a bunch of sinfulness. They knew something about getting her father drunk and laying with him and bringing forth illegitimate children that brought forth, amen, Moab and Ammonites. And brethren, listen, thank God them people still reigning, or they're in the Middle East today. And there, my friend, are you listening to me? Them same crowd of people, amen, they come from the very loins of Ishmael and all that crowd. My friend, they're still there today, and they're God haters. They're God haters. And we live in a day and time, friend, where America's being infiltrated with all this. And America, my friend, used to be nation under God, had freedom, thank God, but it's being taken, amen, because of crooked politicians and all the mess that's going on in our day. God help us, we're in the last day. Remember Lot's wife, amen. That's right, brother. She looked back. I'm going to tell you, listen, Christian friend, you can't serve God looking back. You can look back to your failures. You can look back to your faults. You can look back to your past, and you can live in that. And my friend, amen, soil in that and go through all that kind of stuff. Amen. Look, friend, I'm telling you tonight, thank God what was done yesterday's history. Amen. I'm about through a preaching, and what I get through here, it'll be history. Amen. Far as what I'm doing here, and knowing, thank God, you can pull the message up. You can listen to the message. Amen. But what I did, thank God, last year this time, it's history, friend. Amen. The now is the now. Thank God. He said, you are now the sons of God. Amen. We're now the sons of God. Not later, not yesterday, but now. I live in the now, thank God. I don't live in the past. I can't go do nothing about the past. I learned from the past. But brother, if you live in the past, your past sin, your past failure, your past faults, you'll never go forward. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, that's the one thing the devil will bring up to you. He'll bring your past up. He'll always try to bring your past up. And you know what he'll get you to do? He'll get you to look back. Amen. That's right. He'll bring false guilt on you. Amen. He'll bring, my friend, falseness on you. He'll tell you what you are. He'll say, you remember what you did back there? Hey, God don't. He said, their sins and their iniquities, I remember no more. Hey, God, that's a blessing, ain't it? Thank God. I like what God said. God said, I'll not remember your sins. Thank God tonight you can rejoice in the fact they're forgiven. They're forgotten. They're gone. Amen. They're in the sea of forgiveness. Amen. Thank God they can't be brought up. He put them under the blood. He washed them away. Thank God we don't have no guilt tonight. We've been born again. We saved by the grace of God. I'm telling you, brethren, listen, don't look back. Amen. And I'll tell you, we think back to where we come from. And we think back to the goodness of God in our life down through the years. And we think back, and my friend, and know where God's brought us from. But we don't live back, amen? And we don't look back. And we don't live in the past, amen? So many people say, oh, I remember how it used to be around the church. I remember them boys are shouting. I remember them old women shouting. I'm telling you, friend, are you listening to me tonight? It don't have to be like that in this day. He's the same God. Hey, friend, the problem's not with God. The problem's with us. Tonight, amen. You can have old time meeting. You're more concerned about everything else. We get more concerned about everything else instead of what we come for is to meet with God, have liberty in the Spirit of God to worship Christ in spirit and truth. He said, remember Lot's wife. Amen. She is a wife. Notice this. She was a wife of a righteous man. Lot was a righteous man. She was a wife of the righteous man. I always wondered why them two angels, when they went down there, never was mentioned. Amen. When they wanted something to eat, Lot cooked it. Amen. Where was she at? Probably out in the city messing around. Amen. Listen, friend, are you listening? I'm telling you this tonight, friend. Thank God. She was a wife of a righteous man, but her life ended as an unrighteous wife. That's right. For as we know, that woman died and went to went to condemnation, went to judgment. Amen. Didn't have no, my friend, thank God, no testimony. Amen. But a pillar of salt in a desert place. Thank God, are you listening to that? Hey, friend, listen. Lot's testimony wasn't the best, but he was saved. That's right. As far as we know about her, she never was. She became a hard pillar of salt because she looked back. God said, don't look back behind you. I wonder what you've been looking back to. How many mind games is the devil playing to you tonight to get you to look back? Amen. And drown you in your guilt. And drown you in your past. Amen. Drown you in the world. Looking back. I'm looking back. I'm looking back. Even the old Israelites did when they got out of Egypt. They said we're better off in Egypt. Amen. That's what they said because of hardship. Amen. They didn't want that hardship. Amen. But I'm telling you, friend, they got so used to a dictator and to a hardship. Amen. Listen, in that Egypt land, they thought it was better than Moses. Amen. Thank God the mercy of God was on them. Praise God. Amen. That's right. God help me. You say, what's you going to do in these days, preacher? I'm going to try my best to believe God. I'm going to try my best to keep my eyes on God. I'm going to try my best to pray and call on God. I'm going to try my best. Amen. I'm going to give God the help. I'm going to get the help of God I need from above. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, why I feel discouraged today. Hey, listen, everybody but God. Amen. That's why they're discouraged today. That's why they live in defeat. That's why they don't have no victory. They live in defeat because they look at everything around them. Brother, the fact of it is we all go through discouragement. I don't care who you are. There'll be some times in your life you get discouraged. I get discouraged. Amen. But thank God I can be encouraged. Amen. Thank God to know what God has done for me in my own heart, to know who he is. Thank God to know that we serve a God. Amen. And the only true and living God that knows all things and knows how to help us in these times of life. Amen. I know all the things going around us that don't look good. I mean everything we've been through this past year. But I want to thank God to report to you again. Amen. He never changes. He's on the throne. And you trust him tonight. Amen. Thank God for that. I bless the Lord for it. Praise God in the Lamb forever. Amen. Praise God for it. Thank God. I just wonder tonight. Praise God. You've been looking back. Amen. Where you look to? Amen. Who you going to look to when you look back? You look to your past. You look to your, even people look back to their past victories. Well, ain't nothing wrong with looking or thinking about where God's brought you from, the victories he's given you, but you can't live in that. They had to go out every day and get manna. They couldn't just live off the manna that ain't God they got on Sunday or the first day of the week. And they didn't even go out on the Sabbath day to get it. But a lot of people still live off that. They still live in, my friend, and they're not pressing forward. Paul said, I press toward the mark. I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. There's a mark, friend. There's a mark. Amen. I'm pressing toward it. I want it. Thank God. Go out with it. Amen. Thank God. Don't look back. Amen. Remember Lot's wife. Wonder why the writer Luke was inspired of the Holy Ghost to just say, remember Lot's wife. She looked back behind her. She is a wife of a righteous man, but she died and perished. When she looked back, she turned into that pillar of salt and was a testimony of unbelief. Amen. Well, thank you for watching tonight. Praise God for you. I thank God for the church here. I love the church here. I appreciate the church here. Had a lot of people face some sickness in the church. We met this morning as an assembly, and we still got people out sick, and I want you to pray for us, but thank God for the victory. Amen. There's nothing that ever happens by accident in a child of God's life. Everything's providence. Everything, thank God tonight, in the hand of God. I bless him for that. I bless the Lord for it. Thank God for the blessings of God on my life. Amen to God, son. Why? Amen. Should I be discouraged? The songwriter said, thank God, I'm telling you why. Because, thank God, Jesus cares tonight. Amen. And you can trust him tonight no matter what you're going through. And I bless the Lord for that. Thank you for watching. This is Brother Hyde. God bless you. To the next broadcast.